The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free at 855-453. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Games of the Week. He's got two of them this week. We'll get into those. Plus, want to get into the video that I actually tried to play earlier tonight. Actually, it was the first thing I tried to do on the show, and we went off in different directions because the audio went bad on us from the first video. It's the latest video from alleged ISIS prisoner John Cantley. And he, for those of you who've been listening to the show for the last several weeks, you know that we've been playing these videos as they've come out. As I've become aware of them, I will find the video and get the audio and put it on the air because I feel like there's just not enough representation of their side in this. And that's not to say I agree with the Islamic State. I don't agree with any state. I think
you can't find the truth by looking from one side.
Right. Right. I don't expect the Islamic State is giving us the truth, and I don't expect the United States is giving us the truth. I don't know what the truth is in this case. I don't even know if ISIS is real. I don't know if they're legit, or if they're some sort of CIA front group. So I just want to make it clear. I don't know.
This is the first terrorist organization I've ever seen that's taken one of their hostages and turned them into a news reporter after beheading his first three compatriots. I mean, this is a very strange story.
Well, we're in a new world now.
And by the way, now I'm the conspiracy theorist. Well, should I ask a few questions?
It's a new world, right? Like, anybody can get on and throw a YouTube video up. Anybody can create a Twitter account. And so this video is coming from the channel on YouTube, Shocking News, as linked to by Vice News. So the original article we had was Washington Post. Their video started playing back kind of strange. So we're going to try this one here. John Cantley this time is no longer in the black room where he's been for the last several videos since we first met him in their initial video about 2 months ago, I think, at this point. He's in that black room wearing the orange prisoner T-shirt, mm-hmm. staring into the camera. Looking like a prisoner. In this video, he looks like a newsman. He's got a nice shirt, kind of button up with a collar, a black shirt. So he's completely changed his wardrobe here. He's got a bit of a goatee going on. And here's the video, which starts out over the city of Kobane. And this is apparently very near the border of Turkey here. And John Cantley, we pick up.
I'm John Cantley, and today we're in the city of Kobane on the Syrian-Turkish border. That is, in fact, Turkey right behind me. And we are here in the heart of the so-called PKK safe zone, which is now controlled entirely by the Islamic State. Now, for a
so
month
they,
now,
they're claiming to have beaten the
soldiers of the Islamic State have been besieging this key Kurdish city. And despite continual American airstrikes, which so far have cost nearly $500 million in total, the Mujahideen have pushed deep into the heart of the city. They now control the eastern and southern sectors. Now, the Western media...
So he is saying that what is being reported about this is not necessarily the truth, right? So he's giving their side of these battles in Kobane.
Yeah, and I can't see any of their journalists here in the city of Kobane have been saying recently that the Islamic State are on the retreat. In the last 48 hours, hundreds of Islamic State militants have been reportedly killed in airstrikes, said the IB Times on the 16th of October. We know we've killed several hundred of them, said John Kirby, the Pentagon official. The Islamic State is retreating from the Syrian city of Kobane, said the BBC on October the 17th, while Patrick Coburn said in The Independent that despite suffering serious losses, the Islamic State was continuing its assault on the city. Now, this is all quite a turnaround from earlier in the month when US officials were saying, and I quote, the strategically unimportant city of Kobane was going to fall into Mujahideen hands in just a matter of time. It's going to be difficult with just air power to prevent the Islamic State from taking the town, said U.S. National Security Advisor Tony Blinken.
Of course it would. I mean, you're talking about what looks like a large city here. They're calling it a town. This is not a town. This is a city. I mean, this is a big place. The vistas here that they're showing in this video are very, very large. I mean, unless you level the city, you're not going to stop the fighting that's going on there.
You think you'd be able to find, you know, which troops are moving from where to where? Because it would be the supply lines that you want to get. It's not the you're not going to be able to find troop transports or whatever inside a city with a drone. But when they're going from place to place, I don't know everything about Iraqi topography, but the things I do remember are sort of the highway of death and things like that. It seems like there's these sort of large swaths of areas where there's long roads and not much. And you'd think you could catch them there and drop hellfire missiles on them or whatever. But you'd kind of have to watch out. Are you dropping them on IS or are you dropping them on the Peshmerga?
How do you tell?
On the 10th of October. Now, good old John Kerry doesn't seem to think the Mujahideen are retreating. He called Kobani a horrible example of the unwillingness of people to help those who are fighting the Islamic State. That's a dig at Kurd-hating Turkish President Erdogan. But the point is, from where I'm standing right now, I can see large swathes of the city. I can even see the Turkish flag behind me. And all I've seen here in the city of Kobani is Mujahideen. There are no YPG, PKK, or Peshmerga in sight, just a large number of Islamic State Mujahideen. And they are definitely not on the run. Without any safe access, there are no journalists here in the city. So the media are getting their information from Kurdish commanders and White House press secretaries, neither of whom have the slightest intention of telling the truth of what's happening here on the ground. Now, airstrikes did prevent some groups of Mujahideen from using their tanks and heavy armor as they'd have liked. So they're entering the city and using light weapons instead, going house to house. Now, America is very keen for Kobani to become a symbol of victory of the coalition that is working together to defeat the Islamic State. But they know, and the Mujahideen also know, that even with all their air power...
You know, I'm stunned at the idea that somehow this ISIS can come out of nowhere in the course of 3 months, and they can beat the Peshmerga, the PKK, and the Iraqi army with the help of the U.S.'s Predator drones. This story just sounds so stinky. I mean, something just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, like I said, I don't claim to know what the truth is here.
I don't claim to know what the truth is either.
I don't
either.
Know if ISIS is a real thing. I have no idea. But I think it's interesting. And I don't know if I certainly don't believe that the U.S. government can come in and defeat these folks. They did a terrible job in Afghanistan. They couldn't fight against a bunch of guys running around in caves. I mean, these guys, this is their home turf, some of these guys. And that means that they know it well and that they're better to defend it than they would be on an offensive thing. Not to say that that's what's going on here, but certainly the U.S. military, this is not their home.
Proxy troops on the ground. Even this is not enough to defeat the Islamic State here in Kobani and elsewhere. Kobani is now being reinforced by Iraqi Kurds who are coming in through Turkey, while the Mujahideen are being resupplied by the hopeless United States Air Force, who parachuted two crates of weapons and ammunition straight into the outstretched arms of the Mujahideen. But the battle for Kobani is coming to an end. The Mujahideen are just mopping up now, street to street and building to building. You can occasionally hear sporadic gunfire in the background as a result of those operations. But
contrary, I love the term mopping up, killing people.
Yeah.
Western media would have you believe it is not an all-out battle here now. It is nearly over. As you can hear, it is very quiet, just occasional gunfire. 200,000 inhabitants of the city have been displaced because of the fighting that came here. You can see the refugee camps over my right shoulder over there in Turkey, where the inhabitants now are. But contrary to media reports, the fighting in Kobani is nearly over.
urban warfare is about as nasty and as tough and as it gets, and it's something of a specialty of the Mujahideen.
And that's it for that report from John Cantley, allegedly with ISIS, saying things aren't as you're being told by the U.S. military. We're coming up. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And it appears there may be another Cantley video that came out just a few days ago that I didn't hear about.
Jeez, another one.
There may be yet another one with him at the desk. I have yet to really determine whether we've seen this one or not. I don't think we have, because I think it's been a little while. It's probably been a week or two since we had played one of these John Cantley videos. John Cantley, the British photojournalist who has been ostensibly in the hands of ISIS since 2012. They came out just today, apparently, with this new video of him walking about on rooftops in Kobani, which is apparently one of the cities right across the border from Turkey, and basically claiming that what you've heard, if you've heard anything, I hadn't heard anything about Kobani, but I'm not following the situation closely in the American mainstream media. Apparently, you know, what they're saying is that ISIS has not successfully gotten a foothold there, while the ISIS video is claiming they have control over at least two swaths of the city, and that the fighting has died down there. So you're welcome to share your thoughts on this, the whole ISIS thing. You're welcome to bring up anything you want here as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, as with this ISIS thing, it's really difficult to parse out what's going on. I found some of the things that Cantley was talking about in here very difficult to believe, and I don't believe the things that I'm being told in the mainstream media either. So where do you find the right information? Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you where to find information that is unlike what you're going to find in the mainstream media, and that's antiwar.com. Antiwar.com has they've got huge readership. They've got facts that aren't being put out in other news sources, news venues. They've got answers that you're not going to be able to find elsewhere, but what they don't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media, and all antiwar.com has is you. Antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news. They can't do it for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation, so please go now to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. Not many of the, as a matter of fact, they hold Bitcoin too. Not many of the other competing organizations are going to do that for you. It's antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state.
All right, our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Skype on in. Username LRN.FM. So all kinds of stuff to discuss here tonight. But let's change gears, Johnny Ray, and do some games of the week. You were here. Were you here last week? You were here last week, right?
I was here last week.
You've been busy sort of doing lots of thespian activities. You're a stage actor. You've been in a variety of plays here.
Acting like you know what you're doing.
Very good. I'm currently engineering my directorial debut for next May.
Yes. And got a lot on your plate right now.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about it. It's going to be a P.G. Woodhouse play called The Play's the Thing, and it's one of these meta plays. It's a play about theater, yeah.
So you're working on that now, but you've got a little more time. You've been pretty harried with doing two different plays back-to-back, basically. And I imagine when you're doing that, it gives you not as much time as you might like to have to play games, which is one of your preferred activities.
I play video games a lot. I'm not convinced that I should be playing them ever, but I do play them a lot, mm-hmm. and I'm happy to talk to you about them, Ian.
Just me. Well, you should talk to. You're talking to the entire audience, and I wish I could play games more than I do. I do enjoy them very much.
You play new groundbreaking games, new AAA games that everybody else is playing, and I'm always playing old games that.
I'm usually behind the times, actually, a little bit with most of my games, like the XCOM one that was out for at least a year plus until I finally got my hands on it. So.
You've been playing a lot of Borderlands, though, right?
The Borderlands, again, was out for quite a while before I got my hands on it.
And the Borderlands pre-sequel is out now, too.
Yes, I've heard about that one. I've heard about that. So, Johnny Ray, your game of the week, there's two this week.
Dungeon.
Sorry. There's also a game that you didn't like. Is that one of the two games you're going to be talking about, or is that a third game?
I bet, Ian, I talk about the game Alpha Centauri from 1998. all the time on the show. It's probably my favorite video game of all time. Earlier this year...
It's a strategy game, right?
Yeah, it's a strategy game, a turn-based strategy game. It's a 4X game. I can never remember the X's. Explore, expand, exploit, exterminate, I think. Sort of a top-down view. Well, anyway, it's like Civilization, if you've ever heard of that. It's Alpha Centauri was a great strategy sci-fi game.
You're following like a people over many years.
That's how it is in Civilization. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll play like as the Greeks say, and you'll start at the dawn of Civilization, and the game will end, you know, unless you've been eliminated early, the game will end in the present day.
But is the Alpha Centauri more of like a space theme?
Yeah, but it was an amazing game. What I love it for mostly is the fiction that was in it. It was a very mature game. The story was subtle but powerful, and like that. And I, like many others, have been waiting, eagerly looking for the next Alpha Centauri, and it hasn't come out yet. Game mechanics.
Maybe they're remaking it. Like a reboot?
Anything.
Sort of thing?
Anything that satisfied the Alpha Centauri player.
Okay, all right. And you haven't found that. There's been nothing since the late 90s.
No, there's been a lot of games that attempted it, and they've got shiny new graphics and more modern game mechanics, but they can't hit the mark.
Now, would you say that XCOM hit the mark? Like when we were talking about XCOM, this is a game that was remade from the early 1990s.
Uh-huh.
They remade it a couple of years ago for the next-gen PlayStation 3, Xbox platforms. I would say they nailed it with that one. So it's not impossible to do it again.
You mean they nailed the recreation of the original XCOM?
Yeah, they took all of the elements from the original, and it was as good as the original, in my opinion.
I couldn't really articulate it very well, but I would say that I prefer the original, and I thought it was more tense and creepier, but XCOM was a great game, and I'm talking about the modern version of it, and I completed it. I beat it, and that's sort of a litmus test for me, because I so rarely complete a game because they bore me after a little while. Anyway, Ian, there's a game called Civilization, Firaxis. There's Civilization 5. Firaxis has just recently released a game called Civilization: Beyond Earth, and they wanted it to be the spiritual successor to Alpha Centauri.
Hmm.
It is the Civilization game, but it's in space and it's on another planet, and they didn't hit the mark.
They blew it.
They missed the mark.
How far did they miss this mark? I mean, how bad was it? How disappointed were you? I mean, you seem pretty bummed about this.
I think that the Firaxis and the modding community can continue to contribute to this game and create something that is more worthy of Alpha Centauri. Mm,
too little, too late.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't really want to pile on. I just wanted to say that I didn't like that game, but there are two other great games that I really did enjoy.
Well, we can talk about that. So the game you didn't like, you bought it, and then ultimately
I bought it for $50. I wish...
That's rough. What happens? Wait, you can't do anything when you buy a sucky game for $50, right? We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, bring up anything here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username LRN.FM. Is privacy dead? Not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City. Create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free, and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. That's hackthetrackers.com. Johnny Ray with the games of the week, starting out tonight by telling us about a game you were severely disappointed in, the new Civilization, which you were kind of a fan of some of the old ones, right? Like you liked the Civilization. I knew you were talking about the Alpha Centauri.
Sure, yes. Civilization is the granddaddy of computer strategy games, and when I'm playing games on the computer, Ian, I'm playing strategy games. I love Civ. I love Sid Meier, the creator of Civ. He's made a lot of great games. Brian Wilson made this game, Alpha Centauri, that I've cherished. And then Firaxis, the same company that gave us Alpha Centauri, gave us Civ : Beyond Earth, and it does not have the anima. It doesn't have the life that infuses Alpha Centauri. It's just Civ 5 with sort of a sci-fi paint
new
job on top of it. Yeah, and I wish that I had bought Civ 5 instead, which I don't have, because that has got some historical accuracy in it that I could get something from. This has a sci-fi element that is not believable where Alpha Centauri's was. Alpha Centauri was gritty. It was beautiful.
What do you do when you pay $50 and get a lousy game? You're just screwed, right? You can't return
Sometimes
that.
You can return them, probably. Maybe
Don't you buy it through one of those digital delivery systems?
I buy just about everything from Steam, unless I'm playing a game on my smartphone.
And generally, aren't you disallowed from returning software if you've, used the code on it or whatever?
I guess you probably are.
Really?
I mean, have you ever
Home Depot,
software?
You can use something to bring it back.
Right, I know that. And I can't remember. I used to work in Kmart at the electronics department, and I feel like, we probably did take things back just because, big companies like that sort of have to take things back.
Imagine, Mark, you were going to Home Depot's website and you were buying a file that would be imported to your that you would run through your 3D printer.
Yeah.
Do you think they might not want to take that back?
Oh, I bet there's lots of reasons people wouldn't want to take stuff back. It stinks to buy a game that for $50 that's not very good.
Well, I knew that I had to buy it. I did a Johnny Ray's Game of the Week about some game called Pandora First Contact, which there's been a slew of games like this that are doing their best to recreate that Alpha Centauri experience, and I expected that they would fail. But I bought that game anyway. That was only like $20 or something, and it didn't live up to the Alpha Centauri standards, but I thought that Firaxis would be able to give me something that, even if it wasn't Alpha Centauri, obviously it wasn't going to be, something that I would really be impressed with and want to spend time with. But I played it for an afternoon. I'll be playing it some more, and I think that it's got room to grow.
Mm-hmm.
It feels unfinished, Ian, for one thing. There's these loud splash screens that come up for Firaxis, but there's no sound behind them. And the voice acting is, there's just not much there. There's not a lot of content as far as the voice acting goes.
Do you think that the video games these days, Johnny Ray, there's sort of this new thing that's happened within the last maybe decade in gaming, and that is this downloadable content, as it's called, DLC in the business. It used to be that a game would be released, and then, if there was any other content that came out for it, it was user-created. It was the fans of the game who would create levels for that game. The company, in some cases, would release the level design package that they would use. You could actually use their own software to make more content for the game, and the company would, or websites would host these files, and you could download, plenty of, content for these games.
A lot of, the Game of the Year editions would be full of user-created content.
But now they have these downloadable contents, as they are called, and they're still pricing games at $60 or $50 to $60 for a new game, but they don't come with everything anymore. Now the games will come out, and they will have downloadable content planned for the game. Like, oh, you can now pay $60 for this brand new game, but if you want to play the level where such and such happens, then that'll come out in 4 months, and you can pay another $20 for, a bonus pack of four more levels for that very same game, or, some new patch that does, brings out new features that have been planned from the beginning for the game. They weren't like an afterthought, like, we got these great ideas after we already released the game. No, they're planning these sort of stages of release of extra content from $5 to $20 dollars worth, and they want to hit their fans for another $10-$20 along the way. I don't really much care for that, Johnny Ray. How do you feel about the downloadable content? It feels to me like, it's not a scam, but it's just, when you pay $60 for a game, shouldn't you get the whole damn game?
It feels mercenary if you're if they're planning to do it that way. But then
it's not that you can't finish the game. You can finish the game that they give you. but they just throw you out something else that didn't come with it initially.
What this reminds me of is, though, pardon me if I'm wrong on this, but I think that I might be right, is with the Lord of the Rings movies back in 2003 or whatever it was that these things started coming out, they did all three of the movies at the same time down in New Zealand.
The production, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
So they could have, if they wanted to, release them all at the same time, and you would have had this long, epic movie that you could have gone to see back to back to back or whatever. But they instead chose to release them one every single year, right?
Well, that makes sense. I mean, because you wouldn't want to release... Well, these are long movies, right? Like 3-4 hours
or
whatever?
No, they were long movies, like 2.5 hours, yeah.
Yeah, let's say 3 hours per movie. Nobody's going to want to watch... I mean, very few people, except the most hardcore fans, are going to want to consume 9 hours in theaters over a week-long period of time. People will do it, but most... it wouldn't be, I don't think, as much of a blockbuster.
I don't know. I'm just trying to... I'm trying to compare this practice that you're talking about, where you can... Where the game is... Where they release the game, and then they release some kind of extra level shortly thereafter that they produce at essentially the same time.
It's never for the... To the same... Well, the DLC may be being produced, you know, later. It may be something they've planned and are working on it after the game's release.
Yeah, I think that's... It's more likely that they release the game. When they release the game, they release everything that they've got that is cohesive, and then they continue to work on the game and release what new stuff they've made afterwards.
Have you ever bought any of the downloadable content, Johnny Ray?
I'm sure that I have. Normally, I wait to buy a game until it has really established itself, and there is a version of it out there that is like the complete version.
That's true.
Like I'll often buy a game 3 years after it's come out, but people have done everything they're going to do to it pretty much,
right?
And it's recognized as a good game. I know that I'm not going to get a piece of crap because it's really popular.
That's a good point. What they'll usually do in that case is they'll come out with the Game of the Year edition,
right,
or Gold edition or something like that, and that's where they take all the downloadable content and they repackage it all into the same, you know, DVD or Blu-ray or whatever, and they sell that below the price point that the original game came out for, usually like $10 below that price point. So they'll release this Game of the Year version for $40 or $50 instead of $50 or $60, and you get it all, but you have to be willing to wait the 2 years or the year, because I don't think DLC goes much further than a year or so beyond the original game's release, because obviously at some point that company has to move on
and the tempo of
focus on new things.
Right.
You can only extract so much from the game's audience. It's a new thing, relatively new thing in gaming, and you know, somebody who's been around playing video games for a long time, I guess I'm spoiled. You know, I'm used to getting the whole game when it's released. And
I don't like new things either, Ian.
You know,
I'm with you.
A sequel comes out if a sequel's worth coming out with, you know, later on.
Welcome to the old man club.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, I'm just cheap, that's all. More coming up here.
That's part of it.
This is Free Talk Live.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you're on the line right now, we'll do our best to get you on. If you're not on the line, we'll call tomorrow, because we got all kinds of time all week long for you, but probably not enough of it tonight. We've got some folks who want to comment here on the downloadable content issue. I am griping about it. We're talking about Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, and I just kind of went off on this tangent of this downloadable content. It's this new thing within gaming within the last several years where they just sort of slowly release content to milk even more money out of their audience. They're already still charging $60 for these games. We'll get to you with your thoughts here in moments. But Johnny Ray, you've got a 10-second Game of the Week here, and then the other one that you want to talk about, because you've got two of them.
All right, the 10 seconds is for a game called Fearless Fantasy from Enter Skies Studio, probably. It's a takeoff of Final Fantasy, but it's got a very Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland kind of feel to it. It's very strange and an interesting art style. It was $6, I think, or $7, and I beat it in 8 or 9 hours. It was a good experience. I enjoyed it.
What was it called?
Again? It was called Fearless Fantasy.
Not bad. It was about 30 seconds.
Combination of Lewis Carroll and S&M freaks.
For what? For a computer?
Yes, I got it on Steam. It looks like it's got kind of a mobile look to it, sort of like a South Park style animation.
Yeah, it looks kind of chintzy when I was watching the video.
Yeah, it has that, but it was enjoyable, and it's definitely, according to Johnny Ray, worth $5.99 or $6.99.
All right. So the other issue, Johnny Ray, there's a second game you wanted to talk a little bit further about. What's it called?
Dungeon of the Endless.
All right, stand by with that. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got RJ listening in Mississippi to WPBQ. Hey, RJ.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You're talking about DLC, and there's actually two trains of thought on that as far as I can see. One is the, oh, great, I get new content for this game I love so much. Mm-hmm. And the other is, oh, great, I have to pay more money for a game I've already paid for. And developers also take that two routes as well. The most recent Batman game, there was a built into the code of the game when it shipped was a part of the game that was inaccessible unless you paid for the additional content, which infuriated a lot of people. When you pay for the DLC, all they sent you was a code that unlocked a feature in the game that already existed. However, games like Borderlands and Borderlands 2 did this extremely well. They had four different DLC packages that were a good 8 hours of content just in the single DLC.
And what would one of those cost? I mean, to get another 8 hours of gameplay, what are you usually paying out?
It's anywhere from $10 to $15.
Yeah.
So I remember it's been some time since I played, sort of sat down and played console games, like I used to. But there was this thing called Star Wars Battlefront that I really liked. You were in several worlds. You did this third person shooter thing, and then they came out with Star Wars Battlefront 2, and it was great. Except there was like a map on it that I didn't get. There was like a map that was on the first one that wasn't in the second one. Is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of let down.
You felt like there wasn't much more they did to the game.
Well, no, I thought they did enough to the game to make it worth it, and I certainly bought it and all that. Okay. I was happy with it. It was a good game. What I'm saying is that if they would have done the downloadable content thing and expanded the world of Star Wars Battlefront instead of selling me Star Wars Battlefront 2, then I would have been able to play this map that I wanted to play with the newer, better setup that they have.
Oh, yeah.
And the argument can be made, oh, great, they left out one map, right? Playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah, sure.
But it's the little things.
I like that map.
One map. It's the little things that make it for you personally.
Yeah. It's true.
And take this DLC on a case-by-case basis. I would feel upset having to pay for more for a Civ Beyond Earth that ultimately just delivered me what I really should have been expecting in the first place.
Hey, RJ, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And look, I've bought some of the DLC. It's just that it's usually so I'm not – okay. So I like the games. I like to play games. But when I buy the DLC, sometimes I felt like, oh, well, I really liked this game, and I got it at a good price, so here's a way for me to get, like, one of the games I got used. And then I bought some DLC for that game, and I thought, send some money to the programmers, get a little bit of extra content. But I don't think I ever really even played it. I think I downloaded the DLC, and then I moved on to the next game anyway. I wonder how often that happens, where, they'll hit people up for this DLC, and then they don't even...
How many times do people buy a console game, play it a couple of times, and then not go for it? Yeah, I mean, one I really loved at one point, and I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, where it was about, I think it was a third-person shooter set in England with everybody's like a Cockney gangster or whatever. And I really loved that game. I bought the number 2 version, and I never even made it through it. I was just like, yawn. Yeah.
Let's go to Christian in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Christian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, two things real quick. Your previous caller did a great job articulating pretty much what I was going to say with my first point. You've got these companies, EA, Activision being the worst offenders of actually having content locked on the disc and then charging you, $25-$30 for a season pass, which all it does is send you 108 kilobyte code, which unlocks, what you already own, which I think is kind of disingenuous. So, again, he did a great job. He pretty much explained everything.
That's the most insulting, absolutely. The idea. Yeah. I mean, look, if they come out with some awesome thing that's an addition to the game that makes it better, that adds on several hours of gameplay and it's only $10, that's not insulting to me. But to sell you a disc that already has content on it that you then pay extra, you already paid $50 or $60 for the disc, and then they want another $25 just to give you access to the whole thing, I mean, that just seems like the next thing to highway robbery.
And sadly, that is the trend in this next generation of gaming. Just about every game, whether or not it would need a season pass. Classic example is Destiny, which just came out last month. You know, modders and people have already looked at the code on the disc. The game only shipped with like 20-some missions. There are 12 additional missions that are locked on the disc right now that people can't access. So that's, you know, that's what I wanted to point out. And secondly, Johnny Ray, I know you're a big gamer. You've got to look up No Man's Sky. It is being developed by a company called Hello Games, very small, independent company. I think they've got about 8 employees. It's a procedurally generated space exploration game.
Procedurally generated? What does that mean?
That means that an algorithm creates it?
That is correct.
So the game world wasn't, the game world doesn't exist until you load the game up, is what you're saying.
The game world doesn't exist until you go to a particular solar system. The algorithm then creates planets, mountains, oceans, flora, fauna, that not only that you get to discover, but you can actually name. And then anyone else that would ever visit that planet can see that, you know, hey, Ian has named this planet, you know, Alpharon 3 or whatever. So No Man's Sky. It's not due out until next year.
So wait, it's something that's like multiplayer online? So
absolutely.
So your little universe thing somehow gets linked into the rest of the internet?
Absolutely. It's a
Sounds
MMO.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, No Man's Sky. Check it out, guys. Love the show.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Christian. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, as long as these big companies with these games with this ridiculous locking down existing content on the CD and until you squeeze some more money out of the customer, that seems... I hope that there's some sort of bounce back, some kind of blowback by the gaming community in this case to where they won't put up with it anymore. But I guess if the game's good enough, then people will put up with it, right? Johnny Ray, what's the next game? You got another game of the week here. What do you got?
Dungeon of the Endless by Amplitude. Endless is the name of like a forerunner race. Let me not get bogged down on the story. Dungeon of the Endless is a rogue-like game where when you die permanently. You've crashed in an escape pod into the crust of this world, and you open the door of your escape pod, and you're in the middle of this dungeon. And the goal is to get out.
Okay, so the whole thing's like a dungeon romp or a dungeon hack.
Yeah. You go in depending on which kind of escape pod you go in on, and you can unlock different kinds of escape pods, which will have different abilities or restrictions or whatever. You might have one person or two people, and you go and you open the first door, which is the door of your escape pod. That opens up a room, and there could be some monsters in the room or a module that...
So the goal is to escape is like a first-person game or like third-person perspective?
It's like a top-down. It's almost like a board game.
Is this for the Windows or for the phone or where do you get it?
I'm playing it on my PC.
And what's it called again?
It's called Dungeon of the Endless.
Dungeon of the Endless. And what's it cost?
19 euros.
Oh, wow.
That's about $24, I think.
Steam delivered?
Yes, yeah, Steam.
Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. How do people find you on the Steam, Johnny Ray? What's your username there?
I forget.
All right, very good. Maybe you'll have it first next week. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Is the Federal Reserve System a bunch of organized crooks? Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Edwin Vieira, and Ted Baer discuss the Fed in the Telly Award-winning movie Fiat Empire, why the Federal Reserve violates the U.S. Constitution. Inspired by the best-selling book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Fiat Empire is now available as a 2-DVD set at moviepubs.net, realityzone.com, and newswithhughes.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z
Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.